John chapter number 12. We'll begin in verse number 20 this morning. John chapter 12, verse number 20. I ask you if you found your place, you stand with us this morning reading the Word of God. John chapter number 20, John chapter 12, verse number 20. The Bible said, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came to worship at the feast. Same came therefore to Philip, that which was of Bethsaida, Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, that we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and tell Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip tell Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my servant be. For if any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now this my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven, saying, I both glorified it and will glorify it again. People therefore that stood by and heard it and said it, that it thundered. Others said an angel spoke to him. And Jesus answered and said, This voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk whilst you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have the light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. These things spake Jesus, and departed, did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him. I want to preach on this thought. God be me here for a little while this morning on the misunderstood Savior. The misunderstood Savior. Let's pray. Father, again, we thank you this morning for your love, for your mercy, and God, for your grace. Lord, thank you. God, another place you allow us to stand and preach and proclaim the glorious gospel of grace. God, we thank you while we're yet a sinner. A man of God loved us enough, came by our way. Lord, preach in our heart. Well, thus saith the Lord, we might hear and believe and be saved. And we pray, God, for a little while this morning, you touch these lips of clay. God, you give us great word, wisdom, God, from heaven. We might preach, Lord, in power, demonstrate the Holy Ghost. Lord, with much assurance, you pray you touch everyone that's come. Lord, help us not to be hearers only, but doers of your precious word. And what you do for us this morning, we'll be careful to thank you and to praise you, for it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. John's gospel is a gospel that is on the incarnation of Christ. Amen. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines incarnation as the act of clothing with flesh, the act of assuming flesh or taking a human body and the nature of man. In John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth." Amen. That's what God's gospel is all about. Amen. It is a testimony of who He was and what He did and what He had come to do. John chapter 3 and verse 16 is no doubt the most famous and the well-known and no doubt the most quoted scripture in all the Bible. And God let John, the apostle, write in just that one verse and in just 25 words, the entire theme of the whole Bible. Amen. He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I say, what a God this morning. Amen. That would leave everything for nothing. That would leave the worship of heaven heaven, for a wretch such as you and I, that would leave the peace of glory for the persecution of an old rugged cross. But he did, amen. And he did it just for you. And he did it just for me, that he might bring salvation unto all men. Amen. In John chapter 12, just before we get to our text, in verses 1 through 11, we read of Bethany, where I remember Mary, who had been a harlot, came to Jesus, and she came to the feet of her Savior, and she broke that alabaster box of ointment, and she began to worship him, and to thank him for all that he had done for her. Amen. Hey, friend, she had been transformed. Amen. She had been brought from a life of sin to a Savior that forgave her of everything. In verses 12 through 19, Jesus has now come into Jerusalem, and the people have rejoiced at his coming, and they sang Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord, and they began to lay down those palm branches and those coats as they honored him as the King that they had believed had come to claim the throne of David and to set up his kingdom on this earth. But friend, they misunderstood. Amen. They misunderstood why he came the first time. They missed the whole purpose of his incarnation. And that was simply to save sinners such as you and I. Amen. There was no other reason that Jesus came except that none should perish and that all should come unto repentance. Amen. That's why he came. It was not to set up a kingdom upon this earth, but it was to come to seek that which was lost of the house of Israel. Amen. But with all that said, in our verse, in chapter number 20, in our text, the Bible here, and our text begins with an inquiry. It begins with a desire to see Jesus. Bible said there, and there came certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. The Bible said there were certain Greeks that had come, and they had come to worship at the feast of the Passover. They had come to give honor unto the Lord. But as they came, men and women began to honor this man named Jesus as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thousands of thousands began to worship and sing Hosanna. But these men, they wished to have a personal encounter with Christ. Amen. They desired to see this man that had been proclaimed as King. This man named Jesus. So the Bible said they came to Philip, who was a disciple of the Lord. Amen. These men's desire was they might see Christ. But apparently, they didn't know how to attain an audience that they so desired with Christ. Amen. So they found someone who did. Amen. They found a preacher, a man of God, someone who knew what it was to walk with God and talk with God. They found someone who knew Christ personally and knew where to find him at. Amen. Friend, I'm glad when I didn't know where to find him at, there was someone who came by my way and told me about a precious man named Jesus who had saved me from all my sin. Amen. I'm glad there's been times, many times in my life when it didn't seem I could find God. It didn't seem my prayers were making it out the roof. But there's been someone that I could go to and begin to express my burden and my heart. And they would go to the throne of grace on my behalf and make intercession for me before my Father. Amen. But I wonder today how many of you and how many of us would be a Philip to our friends and our families. How many of us would be that person when someone needs to find God, when someone needs to get an audience with the King of Glory, would find us and express their burdens that we too might pray on their behalf. Amen. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse number 2 that we are epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Friend, the old statement that says you may be the only Bible someone ever reads. It's true. Amen. Friend, if they can't see Christ in you, many times they'll not see Christ in anybody or anywhere. Amen. We must live our lives that our light might shine before this world, that it may glorify our Father which is in heaven. But friend, many times the only person that's fooled by our childish and our carnal lifestyle and our double-sided life is us. Amen. The world knows and our family knows whether we're right and whether we're true blue and whether we're right with God or not. Amen. All it takes is one mistake, one mess up to mess up and ruin our testimony as a testimony for the King of Glory. Amen. Their desire in verse 21 was, sir, that we might see Jesus. These men wanted to see Christ. Amen. In verse number 22, the Bible said that Andrew went and told Philip, and Philip and Andrew went and told Jesus that these men had a desire to meet you. These men had a desire to know the King of Kings. But first of all, this morning, they misunderstood His glory. Amen. For I believe these men wanted to see Christ as the King of the Jews. They wanted to meet this man who would establish His kingdom upon this earth. But it was not time for Him to be glorified in such a way. But rather, He was to be glorified in death, at the death of the cross. Amen. He said in verse number 32 and 33 that if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. This He said glorifying and signifying what death that He should die. He came to be glorified in death. Amen. He said in verse 23, for my hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. In Matthew 8:20, Jesus saith unto them that the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. This glory was not glory given by earthly men or earthly things, but it was glory, the glory of the cross, to do the Father's will. Amen. He was signifying and speaking of His death, that through His suffering and His humiliation, that His Father might be glorified. For this glorified, this glory that He was speaking of was not the glory of being crowned of Israel, but it was the glory of the cross. Amen. It was that through death He was to gain the allegiance of men and women and be exalted as King, that God would exalt Himself as King. For He had done exactly what He had been asked to do of His Father. Amen. That men and women would become His subjects because He had died for them and given them eternal inheritance with God the Father. Amen. Bible said over in Philippians 2:8-11, and being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hey, friend, the cross stirs God the Father to exalt His only Son. Amen. It stirs God as He looks down upon His Son dying on the cross to give Him a name which is above every name, that one day every knee should bow and confess Him as Lord, to the glory of God the Father. But not only should the cross stir God the Father, but it should also stir you and me to live holy and to live as a sacrifice unto God. Amen. In appreciation for what He has done for you and for me. Romans 14:18-9 said, for whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. And whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Amen. Galatians 2:20 said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but
but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hey friend, although the cross this morning is to the world foolishness, it is to the world false, friend, it is to those that are saved the power of God unto salvation. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the cross and what Jesus did just for you and for me. Amen. The old songwriter said, oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. Amen. The cross, it's to our hearts. Friend, to have a want to live for him. Amen. 1 John 3:16 said, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. Amen. No man took it from him, but he freely gave his life a ransom for you and for me. Amen. But just as Christ died as a sacrifice, you and I must too die. Amen. Verse number 25, the Bible said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Man just must give his life a sacrifice, just as God did. Amen. He must give up his hopes and his dreams that he might receive the eternal glory of God the Father. Very simple, that person who will push aside this life and the carnal things and will abandon this world and give up everything that he or she has or is in this life for the sake of Christ will save his life for eternity. But he that keeps the things of this world and cherishes the things of this life, the Bible said, shall lose his soul. Mark 8:36 said, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Amen. Galatians 5:24 said, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Amen. Friend, the hardest thing to do as a Christian is to crucify the flesh. Amen. It is to walk holy before God and to walk humbly before God. It is to read our Bible and to pray and to study and to testify and be a witness for the cause of Christ. But friend, the man who will live that life that is separated and devoted unto God, that man is assured that wherever he is, Christ will be there also. Amen. For in verse 26 he said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. I'm glad he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. That he'd go with us even to the ends of the world. Hey friend, and though glory may never come on this side, though recognition may not come, friend, one day we can hear the words as we stand before God, enter into the joy of the Lord, thou good and faithful servant. Amen. Psalm 91:15 said, he shall call upon me and I will answer him and will be with him in trouble and will deliver him and will honor him. Amen. They misunderstood his glory. But secondly, this morning, they misunderstood his cause. Amen. They misunderstood his purpose. For his whole purpose was to come and to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He said that my soul is troubled. That is, he was about to face the most difficult thing he'd ever face. He was about to go to Calvary. The man who knew no sin was about to become sin for you and for me. Amen. They misunderstood his glory. They misunderstood his cause. For his cause was to glorify his Father in bringing sons and daughters unto him. But lastly this morning, they also misunderstood his light. Amen. Bible said there in verse 34, 36, the people answered him saying, what have we heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever? How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to him, yet a little while is the light with you. Why should you have the light lest darkness come upon you? For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whether he goeth. Jesus came into the world and was a light unto the world. Amen. But the Bible said that men love darkness rather than light.
because that their deeds was evil. But Jesus came into the world, and though He came and He left, Jesus left us a light. Amen. That is, He gave us the light of His Word that we might walk in it, that it might be a light unto our path, and a light and a lamp unto our feet. Amen. We must walk in the light of His Word, that we must walk in obedience to the will and the ways of God. Amen. Friend, they misunderstood Christ. Amen. They misunderstood when He came the first time. They misunderstood His whole purpose. That was to save sinners. And though men misunderstood Him then, men today still misunderstand the Lord. Amen. Men believe that God is a lucky charm that you can rub when things look bad and things are going rough, that you can run to Him just in the rough times of life. They believe that Christianity is a game that they play on Sunday morning and on holidays, on homecoming, and friend, on Thanksgiving and Christmas. They believe that Christianity is, and that there is nothing more than life itself, that there is no afterlife, that there is no heaven, and there is no hell. But friend, He came the first time and completed salvation's plan, that none should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. But friend, He's coming again. Amen. And though they misunderstood in His first advent, they'll not misunderstand Him the second time. For He shall come with great wrath and great vengeance upon this earth and upon those who have rejected Him. And friend, the Bible tells us that that coming is soon at hand. That His second coming is soon to be fulfilled. Amen. And He shall come the first time as a lamb who was led to the slaughter dumb. But the second time He comes, He'll come as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords at the dresser dipped in blood. Hey friend, He shall come and He shall set up His kingdom upon this earth and we'll rule with Him for 1,000 years. Amen. And friend, after that, the Bible said that a new heaven and a new earth shall be revealed and we shall go to live with Him forever and ever. And ever. Amen. Friend, don't misunderstand Him this morning. Amen. Time's soon running out. If we're going to do anything for Christ, now's the time to do it. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. For time is soon running out upon you and I that we might make a decision to live for Christ, to walk with Christ, and to be saved. For today is the day of salvation. They misunderstood Him the first time, a misunderstood Savior, though they still misunderstand Him. One day He shall take His place as the rightful King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Father, we thank You this morning for Your love, for Your mercy. Thank God for what You've done for us. Pray You'd help us this morning. God, You touch the remainder of the service. Pray to help Dad. Give him liberty. I pray this morning. Preach. God, on our heart, what You're putting to him. Give him that which You'd have him to say. God, You'd help us, Lord, to be hearers. Lord, pray for one lost this morning. I pray You'd touch their heart. God, You'd save them, Lord. We know that You came the first time. God, that's evident. Came as a little babe wrapped in swaddling clothes to go to a cross called Calvary. Lord, take upon You the sin of all the world. Lord, we thank You that salvation this morning is a free gift. It's to all men that will believe. All that will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We pray, God, this morning to be one law. You might help them to call upon Your name that they too might trust in You as Savior. What You do for Your people this morning, we'll be careful to thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.